Imagine trying to find like a single fraudulent transaction buried in a sea of 10 million server logs, all while your public banking app is crashing.
Yeah, that is a total nightmare
Or,
scenario.
and the compliance team is just breathing down your neck. Well, today we're doing a deep dive into a Clover Infotech case study about a leading financial services provider that actually found themselves in exactly that nightmare.
And how they completely overhauled their hybrid cloud monitoring strategy to escape it.
Okay, let's unpack this. We've got this massive enterprise trying to balance highly sensitive data on private clouds while simultaneously running, these scalable customer-facing applications on public clouds.
And it's a notoriously difficult setup to manage.
Yeah.
I mean, you are maintaining absolute sovereignty for private financial data, but you still need that lightning-fast, flexible performance for the public apps.
Oh, definitely.
The challenge this provider hit is what we call the fragmentation trap. Because their infrastructure grew so rapidly, they basically ended up relying on this patchwork of disconnected tools just to track system behavior.
Right, so their development security and ops teams were essentially trapped in isolated data silos. Like, one tool is tracking event logs, another tracks performance metrics, and a third handles system traces.
Exactly, they don't talk to each other.
It's like trying to solve a complex puzzle where the detectives, the forensics lab, and the witnesses all just refuse to share their evidence with each other.
That is exactly what it's like. If we connect this to the bigger picture, that lack of integration creates massive bottlenecks when an actual incident happens.
Because nobody has the whole story.
Right, you just can't perform holistic root cause analysis. So investigation cycles drag on for hours while engineers are, scrambling to manually correlate data across different
It
screens.
sounds exhausting.
It is. Plus, the traditional method of just hoarding all these scattered logs, well, it leads to completely out of control storage expenses.
Now, I have to push back here. Is saving text logs really that expensive? Like, why couldn't they just buy more server space?
Brute force storage just isn't scalable for an enterprise of that size.
Okay, but to solve that issue, the case study says Clover Infotech implemented the CoreLogic's AI-powered observability platform, which uses smart sampling and archiving to route data.
Yes, that was the core solution.
But in a highly regulated financial institution, aren't you risking missing the exact log you need when the auditors show up? You can't just have an algorithm guess what data is okay to toss out.
Well, that's a crucial point, but it's a really common misconception about how this kind of AI works. I mean, it isn't randomly deleting data to save
Oh,
space.
it's not.
No, not at all. Instead of keeping every routine system nominal ping in expensive hot storage, the machine learning models actually learn the baseline of your normal network traffic.
Ah, I see.
Yeah, so it automatically routes the boring routine data to cheap, cold archive storage. But it keeps the anomaly, say, a sudden bizarre spike in failed logins, right in hot storage for immediate analysis.
Okay, so you're slashing the hot storage costs dramatically without actually losing visibility or, deleting your compliance records.
Exactly. You keep the haystack in the barn, but you put the needle right on the investigator's desk.
Here's where it gets really interesting. Clover Infotech didn't just bolt this platform onto the back-end servers. They integrated CoreLogic's directly into the company's CI/CD pipelines, like Jenkins and GitHub Actions.
Which fundamentally changes the workflow.
Yeah.
Usually, observability is just an afterthought, right? You deploy the code, then you monitor it to see if it breaks.
Right.
By building monitoring directly into the CI/CD pipeline, they get continuous automated checks on their software releases as they were being built.
So it's like putting a quality control inspector directly on the factory assembly line rather than waiting to test drive the car after it's already rolled off the lot.
That is a perfect analogy. And that shift from reactive to proactive is the real story here. The system's machine learning wasn't just reacting to app crashes
It
anymore.
was getting ahead of them.
Exactly. It was identifying the subtle conditions that precede a crash or a breach, catching potential threats before they escalated.
Which totally explains the numbers they hit. I mean, they saw an 84% enhancement in proactive anomaly detection.
Yeah, it's a huge jump.
And because everything was finally in one place, they saw a staggering 69% reduction in log analysis time, alongside a 53% drop in operational costs. So, what does this all mean for the engineers actually doing the work?
It basically means they achieved 100% unified observability. By breaking down those data silos, dev, sec, and ops are all looking at the exact same dashboard in real time.
Wow.
Developers can deploy updates without constantly worrying they'll blindly take down a compliance server, and security teams aren't wasting hours correlating timestamps across three different platforms.
They essentially stopped fighting their own infrastructure.
They did, transforming from a sluggish cost center into an actual strategic driver of agility. And this raises an important question for you to think about. As AI-driven, proactive observability becomes the gold standard, will financial institutions still relying on legacy, siloed monitoring, even be able to survive the next decade of cyber threats and hybrid cloud complexity?
To replicate such success for your business, write to us at marketing@cloverinfotech.com.